Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We actually have a treat coming up for you in just a moment. Let me mention that the Celebrity Trash is brought to us by the Johnny Mosley podcast. There's a new episode today. Bryn, is that up yet?
Yep, that's up.
All right. You can find it at the radio.com app or on radioalice.com or wherever you get your podcast from. Johnny Mosley, podcaster. Scott Caparo, also a podcaster.
Hi.
Hey, Scott.
I was watching Johnny Mosley's kids skiing on Facebook last night.
They are quite a couple.
They are amazing.
Right. He was telling
us. Going down the hill, over the cliffs.
How do they do it?
It's weird because while you're watching it on camera, you can hear, because he's filming it with his phone probably, and you can hear people talking in the background like it's just a casual thing, like they're not even paying attention. And I'm watching this kid risk his life all the way down this hill. I can't believe you people aren't stunned by his achievement right now. It's so amazing. It's incredible.
His kid actually
won.
His kid won second place in this big competition. So it's called a big mountain competition. He explained the whole thing to us on today's podcast that's up. But you pick your line. You have to pick how you're going to do the mountain, and your score is based on how difficult a choice you've made.
Cute. See, I thought he'd gone into the trees because I'm like, oh, the trees are pretty. I thought maybe he'd gone over there on the skis just to take a look at the leaves and the budding flowers. It is spring approaching. I thought he was just on a little tour. He wanted to be near the bush. But he's intent on going through those. Does that make it harder to go through trees? I don't know. Does it?
Well, trees don't
move.
Is it
more difficult? Right.
If you hit a tree, it's a problem. So, yeah, it's more challenging.
I thought he was being more cinematic, moving it around and stuff. Looked beautiful. I'm like, hurrah for you. Then I had another glass of white wine. I'm so hungover. I'm sorry. I have a bit of a headache. How are you guys doing?
Nice, Scott.
Yeah. Oof.
Fine. So you are you're wearing a lovely green plaid. I assume that is for St. Patrick's Day. Could you model that for Vinny? I don't think he actually got to see you sashay into the room.
I didn't. I have since switched over.
You got to stand up and go back in the room some, Scott. I mean, if you can really just, it just, your bosom looks astounding in it. And oh my, this might be
very,
the clip of the
very,
day.
Very Irish.
Yes. Perhaps you could dance an Irish jig to this song that we're playing for you. If you,
this is my family plaid.
Oh, really? This is your family tartan?
It is.
Yeah. Clearly, in the spirit, are you going to be? Are we doing a bar crawl tonight, or what happens in this special year with St. Patrick's Day? You have your finger on the pulse of that.
Well. I'm a leprechaun, so I'm meant to stay home and mend the shoes of fairies. That's my job. I'm a shoe menderer. That's what leprechauns are supposed to do.
And it's a cobbler.
And then we're paid in gold coins.
Ah.
Yeah, a little cobbler.
What?
So, that's what leprechauns do. That's our job. We're meant to make it easy for fairies to get around.
Right? What?
Yeah, that's what we do. Yeah, that's the job of a leprechaun. It's one of the things they do.
I think you're thinking of elves. Aren't they like little elves that come in and do the cobbling for the... I don't think it's leprechauns. I think leprechauns just run around. I thought they were like trolls.
Really? I think leprechauns are elves, really. Just the Irish elves.
Oh,
and we stay home and we fix...
Who knew?
We fix shoes. Well, usually...
Boy, you really have changed a lot, haven't you? You fix shoes, huh? There's no green shillelaghs. There's nothing raunchy going on anywhere, huh? Boy, marriage ruins every relationship, even gay ones. Great.
I picked up this skill during the pandemic at home. I had to find another skill. And we are big pub crawling people, as you know, Edson and I. And we thought we would jump from lily to lily, but since they're closed tonight, we're just going to go for a long park stroll, I think, and pick little, what are they called? Clovers. Pick clovers. We're going to pick clovers. Yeah, that's what we're going
to
do.
Yeah. Are you looking forward to things opening back up? Like, did you hear the news about Outside Lands? Have you been to Outside Lands, Scott?
What is that? I don't know what that is. What is that? What is that?
What is
you
that?
Know what Outside Lands is? You're spending too much time on vacation in England, sir.
What does that mean?
You're missing out on like the biggest San Francisco event.
And you live right next to it.
Yeah.
You can walk to it from there.
What is it?
All right. Well, I guess we'll start at the beginning. So in 2008, there was a new festival that launched, and it took over Golden Gate Park, and there were 50 different stages and all levels of people's big bands, little bands, a comedian tent. They had didn't they have a political tent too, Ben? I'm not sure if they still have that.
Yeah, they have a lot going on there. There's a ton of stuff to enjoy.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, it seems like it's right up your alley.
Yeah, there's a comedy tent too. Usually they have comedy shows.
Yeah, comedy tent. Uh-huh. Sure. How have you not been invited to the comedy tent?
And who doesn't love doing tent and comedy in a tent? It's so fun being in a tent to do comedy. All the kids and dogs and distracting noises and popcorn and stuff. Anyway, so is this every year?
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be every year.
It didn't happen last year. Last year. Of course, nothing happened last year. But this year, the site went live.
I learned to fix shoes. But yeah.
The site actually went live yesterday. And it is scheduled now, Outside Lands, to take place August 6th through the 8th in Golden Gate Park. It's on their website. You can go to outsidelandssf.com.
That's so great.
And they have released the tickets and the lineup. Headliners include Tame Impala, Lizzo.
Oh.
The Strokes, Tyler, the Creator, Vampire Weekend, J Balvin. He's big right now. Kehlani. Oh, goodness.
Oh, that was interesting. I think he's
Scott, do you have another?
Someone's calling his phone is what's happening. I'm hearing a beep through. Can you hear me now, Scott?
Do you have a call waiting right now, Scott?
I can hear you on my computer, but not on the phone.
Oh.
Well, that's no good.
Brad, I'll call you.
All right, you can call me back.
Yeah, call back. You know what? We'll let him go and we'll continue. Because he doesn't even know about Outside Lands. The reason I'm doing this story is for Vinny.
Yeah, I love Outside Lands. I think it's one of the best of Bay Area events. It used to be Beta Breakers, but that has been modified too many times to the point where it's not what it once was.
So general admission tickets, 3-day pass is, it's looking like it's about maybe $440 because they've tacked a fee on here. So $395 for a 3-day pass, $395 plus this $42, $43 fee. VIP tickets, I'm not sure exactly what extra that gets you. Maybe better bathrooms.
It gets you a better access, better food, better bathrooms, and better place to watch from. There's a little side area that's just for VIPs, which is pretty cool, actually. Bryn, you've been a bunch of times.
Oh, yeah. And the lines are usually shorter there. There's there's the lines for the food and for the drinks are shorter. And, of course, the bathrooms are a big deal.
There's actually a special entrance for VIPs. And they may also get surprise performances. Like, didn't you sit in a grove of trees with a band and you and four other people got a little
private? That was a Alt 105 thing specifically. But, yeah, I got to watch Phoenix, the band Phoenix, play. They were on a blanket, like picnic style, and we were on a blanket 4 feet from them, watching them perform. It was one of the coolest things ever.
Oh, the olden days when you could get 4 feet from someone.
Yep.
Pretty intimate.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Wow. That's amazing. And then what's my percentage, Sarah, when John and I do our sketch as performers? Do we get a percentage of that amount of money?
You and John are doing a...
When did
you add John to your
act? I didn't tell you. John, he contacted me. He wants to do a kind of a music comedy sketch thing. Is that all right?
That sounds great, actually.
It sounds awesome. I'm 100% on board with you and my husband doing a comedy sketch music thing. Can we have an example of that? Song parodies. Oh, and you are such a great singer that, course.
You know, I love it. I do love the music. Yeah.
Do we have an example ready to go, like a little taste of the show?
Is it legal for me to give you a preview? Because John's he's trademarked all these songs.
I'm going to say yes. So I don't know if I can... It is legal. I would love to see what you come up with here.
Okay. People who vote liberally are the luckiest Democrats in the world.
There's, is this a Barbara Streisand song?
Yeah, it is. It's people who need people. Yes. So this
I'm
going
to tell
be...
you that John had nothing to do with writing that piece of crap. Mm. There's no way.
Yeah. I'm thinking you're going to need to punch that up with a little comedy.
I'm writing the bits in between.
So that's one of his hit songs that he's written. I see.
And in the narrative, we're going to a winery. In the narrative.
Oh, you're going to a winery.
We're in the car, and it's a long drive to the winery. And so he starts playing, and I start saying, he's saying, "Hey, these are some great songs." And so we're kind of in the car, and so we're doing this little car move, like we're driving, right? That's cute, right? And then he's playing. I'm talking about wines and stuff and all that. And then we start singing. It's great, right? Because it's got wine, which people love.
You know, Vinny's actually right. You really, marriage has ruined everything for you. Yeah. I mean, you can't even come up with a racy setup for this whole thing. It's not John and Scott are at a sex club. We're driving to a winery. Everyone loves wine, right?
I mentioned those things, but they don't exist anymore. It's so sad. I know. It's so sad. The wineries are open, kind of. That's why I'm bringing up wineries. But yeah. You know.
Well, you can't keep people from their wine. I mean,
no.
You know, on a list of impossible things. It's.
Well, last night, Essen made some veal, and I.
Veal? How do you eat veal?
I know.
You seem like the last person who would eat veal.
You're not vegan. Even vegan.
I eat almond milk. I can be vegan, and
anyone can be vegan.
Although I do like my honey.
Throws that out there. I'm vegan.
What?
I had veal last night, but I'm vegan.
Right.
You liar.
PETA's calling.
We took a vegan break. We took a little vegan stall, and. We were at the store buying apples and oranges, and I said, "Honey, get something for dinner." He's like, "Okay." He came back with these two huge pieces of veal. I'm like, "I couldn't." And then we got home, they started cooking it.
Hold on,
like an Italian kitchen.
So you being vegan, you skidded right past regular cow and went for baby cows. Is that what you did?
Well, I was purchasing an avocado. I just left him alone for a minute.
And
he came
okay.
Back.
And you didn't feel like you could say, "All right, we could break the meat thing. Let's try fish." Or how about regular cow, not the boxed up kind.
You're right, Vinny. He did go for fish, but there was someone in line. He didn't want to wait. So he went to the veal line where there was nobody. I'll have two of those, sir. And they wrap them up so pretty and that cute packaging and stuff and hand them over the counter. You're like, delicious. And veal's great. It's so tender and just a bit of lemon, salt, and pepper, and wine, and I was hammered, and oh, man, it was good. It was fun. No? So you're making a face.
Well,
it's, right.
I don't know if you should, like, tout the wonders of veal. I just feel like people are down on veal.
I thought veal was animal abuse, but okay.
Yeah, that's everything you hear about it is bad news. Like, it's not, you know, it's not like fun calves frolicking. No, they don't want them to develop any muscles, so they keep them in like a little crate. Don't eat any more veal. And if you do eat veal, please don't tell us about it.
All right. Well, I agree with you. And I didn't think they served it anywhere. But when I said that to my husband, he's like, "Are you crazy? What are you talking about? They serve it everywhere in San Francisco. I've seen it on menus." I'm like, "I don't think you really have." He said, "Maybe I'm thinking about Brazil." Because in Brazil, it's fine, you know, veal. Yeah. And I'm assuming since they were selling it that it's legal, or do we buy some?
No, I do believe it is. It's still legally available. It's, you know.
Right, yeah.
It's just, you know, you don't want
to. It's surprising to hear a vegan say they're
eating it. It really is. I mean, jumping, as Vinny pointed out, jumping from "I'm a vegan" to "let's kill a baby cow," you know, seems like a leap.
Well, I didn't kill it. It was already dead. And I just thought, for the moment, I thought, let's cross behind enemy lines. You know, to win the argument, you have to see what they're arguing about, right? So I thought, Vinny's not buying this. I thought, let's go to the other side.
It seems like you may have, what is it, Stockholm syndrome? Now that you're on the other side, you're like, well, I do love the veal.
I'm staying. Yeah. Mm. Well, the grass is always greener for baby cows. So we thought, let's just go over there and see what that's like. You know, people look. In the market, I see grass-fed milk I'm like, well, how's that any different? I don't know. So I wanted a reason to be vegan, and now I have that reason.
Right? Well, this is certainly a jump off point for you and John's next comedy parody. The vegan who has veal.
Yeah. We can write a song about that too.
Yeah.
Veal's not very vegan. If you eat veal, you're not vegan.
Yeah, I think maybe pick another song to jump off.
Oh, right. Or leave the songs to John. That's what the plan was, right?
Yeah,
right.
You're actually insulting him with these quick offs. It's not. He'd do better than that. Trust me.
It's a quick off, Scott.
Well, go wake John up, Sarah. Get him up and get him in here. We'll start singing and dancing and stuff. We'll show you a bit of the show. Hey.
As tempting as that is, and it is tempting. he is. He has to get up in 10 minutes anyway. I actually do have to wake him up after this break. So back to just really quickly, because I get that it's getting in the way of the vegan veal thing. Outside Lands, if you want to do the VIP thing where you get maybe special performances, exclusive places to watch from, your own entrance, a shorter line for veal, which I'm sure will be prevalent there. They're around $850 plus. They're like $900 because there's a $62 fee on that, and you get access to all this.
Is that
and
per
worth
day?
Every penny. You got to go with the VIP. You got to.
Yes, if you can afford it, it does seem like a. And I think that's the 3-day thing.
Yeah.
Because the 3-day pass is $395. Sounds like a VIP pass is about $900.
Yeah.
Does the $900 include a meal? Do they feed you?
No.
No.
Or do you have to buy food separately?
I'm pretty sure you still have to
buy
food.
Yeah, you have to buy food.
And your drinks and everything.
But of course, I know you'll show up and say, I'll be telling jokes over here in the corner for my meal, so when I'm done, I expect to have free lunch waiting for me at my table.
I do think it's really weird that you have never heard of this. It's been going on forever, and you're a comedian, and they have a comedy tent. Like, can you tell your agent, like, can you book me for this? It's in my hometown. That kind of thing?
Yeah, I'll mention it to my agent, Sarah.
Don't you have an agent? Jesus. You have a manager?
No.
Like, who books you? I mean, you just have to call. So call the place.
I think it's Edson, right?
Is it Edson? Hey, tell Edson to please call sfoutsidelands.com. By the way, because everything is up in the air, if you were to buy these tickets and take a chance on them and take a chance on this lineup that they've announced, there will be full refunds if Outside Lands is for some reason rescheduled or canceled. So at least you're not completely just throwing that money away.
Sarah, what do you think? People going to sell this out fast? Because I'm torn between I expect people want to get the hell out of the house and 3 days in the park sounds glorious. On the other hand, like you just said, I think people feel like, why am I going to tie up my money just to have it handed back to me in 3 months? I don't know.
I think that people are ready. Mm-hmm. And I think that the expectation is that most of us will be vaccinated by then. I'm going to guess that this is going to sell out fast. And I don't have numbers. This is a story that, you know, talking about how this happened yesterday. And so I don't have numbers, and I can't call Denise to find out how the ticket sales are doing, which is what we used to do in the olden days. But my guess is that it's happening. And frankly, if Scott Capro and John do not add themselves to this lineup with their incredible new act, I just think it's an absolute travesty.
Yeah.
Can I bring
down on the
food?
Phone?
Can I bring my own food into the? Can I bring food? Or
no,
do I
don't think you can. No.
I think you can only carry like clear
and
items.
Don't waste our time with that, because you know you're going to show up at the food counter and say, "I'm a performer. Hand me my free food." We know.
And make
you.
Sure it's vegan, unless there's veal in it.
Is that brownie vegan? Is it a vegan brownie? Because I only eat vegan. I'll do that. I do that sometimes at restaurants.
Sure,
in Sarah
I'm sure
in
you
France.
Do.
Yeah.
And you look like a vegan because there's not an ounce of fat on you. We're going to start calling you Skeletor.
That's so sweet of you, but I am building a sort of a tire. I am building.
Let's
a tire.
Have a look at that. Stand up. Let's have
all
a look
right.
at
oh,
this
God, no.
tire.
You guys, it's so.
Oh
early.
God, no! As See? He stands up. Oh
he's
my God!
He's trying to show off his.
He's throwing his ab pose out there. Everyone.
Add that on to the end of the terrible. Clip of the day. We'll go from him modeling to him showing how thick he's getting around the middle.
I'm
Scott Capurro. What a delightful appearance this has been.
That's it.
Yep, that's it. So you're. Talk your next show is March 27th. Is that correct? Tell me what your next show is.
It is Real and Brand, and then April 3rd at In Marin. We've added a show in Santa Rosa at 3 Degrees on the 26th as well.
April.
Yeah.
Of March. That's of coming March. Up yeah, right yeah. around the corner. Okay, so, yeah, yeah. and these are all socially distant, socially responsible, COVID all, regulated. Yes,
definitely. All we're right. all, sorry, Vinny, but we're 6 feet apart. We're not 4 feet apart. I know you like 4 feet, but we're 6 feet apart. We are. And yeah, I like that. I like them a little bit away. I like it. It's nice.
People can find information on these shows at scottcaparo.com. Thanks, Scott.
They can't smell the veal on me. Okay. All right, you guys.
Thank you.
I'll be listening and keeping an eye on you.
I won't. Weirdo.
Be nice.
Of all the freaking things he brings up today, veal.
I was excited to hear about the whole, you know, duo that he's doing with John. I can't wait to ask him about it. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.